The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's my motorcycle.
I know you are, but what am I? What am I? Hey. You trying to take my bike? You taking my bike? I just had one shot at tequila, officer. Tequila.
How about this Pee Wee Herman? That's what Bruce should have done. Should have done a Pee Wee Herman impression, you know? That's Pee Wee Herman as Bruce.
With a Glenn Platt suit with the red bow tie.
Born in the USA.
Your Honor, he took my bike. He took my bike. I'm very upset.
That's a Bruce that like, goofed on the judge, you know? Tequila.
That's it, tequila.
Oh, there's a sketch there somewhere. But listen, Bruce Springsteen, I tell you, I know. People get mad at me. You shouldn't say that Bruce would never stick up for you. And you're right, probably not. But I just know the good that Bruce has done. And like I said on Fox News with Bill Hemmer and Dana yesterday, Dana Perino, I said, when you see, Bruce will be anonymously helping out people. Oh, and I've just heard nothing but great things. You know, those of us who do charity work know other people that do charity work, and they do it anonymously. And John Bon Jovi does it like that, in a spectacular fashion, helping out the communities in New Jersey and the Monmouth Food Bank and everything else, you know, all around that area down in South Jersey and all around the rest of Jersey, helping out churches, by the way. And Bruce is the same way. So the fact that they went after him, I don't know. But then again, you don't want to. I feel bad for the park ranger because if he was doing his job. But Bruce is out, and that's it. Like Al called it, slap on the wrist. And that, what were they supposed to? What could they have done? Al, they could have really.
Well, he could have, if they had proven that he was drinking while under the influence. He could have served jail time, a bigger fine, et cetera, et cetera. But again,
that's my bike, officer. That's my bike.
I just had a shot of tequila.
No, but again, it would have been very difficult
do the
for
Pee-wee
them.
Pee Wee Herman dance in front of me. I thought when the police report, Bruce Springsteen was doing the Pee Wee Herman dance of tequila.
And the white shoes, don't forget, yeah. The platform shoes.
Right. But again, you know, it would have been very difficult. It would have been very difficult for them to prove that he was, driving under the influence. So, I mean, it's much to do about nothing. You got a slap on the wrist, he paid the fine, that's it.
I hate that it becomes public. I just don't, and Bruce is going to, this is going to work for Bruce.
Well, they put the ad back. Jeep was like, oh, he paid the fine. All right, put the ad right back on. That's all.
You know what? Yeah, Jeep took the ad off. I meant to say that yesterday on TV. Jeep, what kind of people are these? Bruce wasn't even convicted. He was, maybe they was pulled over. Oh, pull the ad. Oh, my gosh, pull the ad. They spent $20 million on that ad? They gave Bruce $20 million, whatever it was?
Yeah.
Keep the ad on. Are they putting the ad back now?
Ad is back on television.
They put the ad back on. Oh, my gosh. Give me a break.
Well,
give
now, Jeep is facing some backlash of their own, independent of this, because the chief of the Cherokee Nation was asking Jeep to stop using Cherokee on Jeep Grand Cherokee.
That was not the quote from the chief.
They'll rename it to a Jeep Grand Elizabeth Warren, maybe, but Jeep Grand Cherokee. No.
We're going to get into trouble. You know, I remember when he first started playing. Thank you, Joe, for that.
You're welcome.
When we used to play,
Chief Hiawatha had this to say. Come on.
Oh, that was worse than mine. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
That's terrible.
I remember I played Red Wing, Minnesota. I went out. It was down by that Super Bowl.
It's a hot town.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you. Don't you think it was there was a Native American tribe there.
Okay.
And it was down in Redwood. And had to be whenever, 10, 20 years ago, whatever it was. But I said, what is that? Where am I going? Red Wing. Yeah, no. And they made a great deal. And they said, I learned about the Native American tribes then, you know, because they owned the casinos and you had to meet, the tribe. You had to meet the chief. You really did. And they're in suit and tie. They're not in like, you know, you would think, but you could still do jokes back then. I hesitate to do the jokes now because you would do Native American jokes in regard to owning a hotel. I apologize to the Native American community, but this is what I said at the time. You don't do these jokes anymore. But I said, yeah, I got some messages from a room service, and it was smoke signals. And, you know, you did it like that, you know. So I know. We did
more towels?
But you did those jokes, and the tribe would laugh. Now you don't because, you know, there's such a formidable force in the casino industry. And so you do it with respect. And they're all good people, even all throughout Connecticut, all the Native Americans.
Right. Well, they're talking about building another casino out on Long Island near the Hamptons.
Yes.
Which would be on Indian.
Another phone call I didn't make. Somebody call me about that. You know what I say now? You know what I say now when people call, hey, you want this person on the show? And you know what I say? Yeah, he could buy a commercial like everybody else. You know, so one guy, listen to this. This is the worst. I go to ShopRite yesterday, and I really have no time. I am so stressed now. But I'm doing everything. So now I go, let me go get some birthday stuff. You know, Allie's birthday's coming up. So I said, let me get some flowers. Okay, and I'll get a cake. Okay. And then I'll get the red icing because I'll put Allie, happy birthday Allie, on the cake. And then I'll get, I needed another card. And then I get, of course, the wrapping paper. I needed all that stuff. So I'm getting all that stuff. So some guy calls who I don't know. Somebody gave him my number. Hey, and he called once and he left a message and I didn't get back. And then he called again. Hey, Joe, how you doing? I pick up the phone because I'm like a mamaluk, you know. I pick up the phone. Hey, and he goes, hey, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I know you're working with the Wounded Warriors. I know you're working with Tunnel to Towers, right? Yes, I do a lot of work with Tunnel to Towers, nonprofit. Well, maybe we could get together because I do that. I said, how much money do you have? I said those exact words.
Oh,
I swear to God.
Wow.
I said, I had no patience. I said, forgive me. I don't mean to be rude. I'm so stressed, and I'm buying a birthday cake now for my daughter and picking out the color of the icing so I can put her name on it because I have no help in my life. And he goes, he started laughing, you know, and I said, and you sound like a great guy, and he comes referred to by some good friends. I said, how much money you got? I said, you text me with the money you have that you can give to Tunnel to Towers. I will get you a meeting tomorrow with Tunnel to Towers. I cannot take another meeting where you just sit around and they just want to meet you. No more.
Did you get the text?
No.
Well, there you go.
You got to handle these people like Jerry Lewis in The King of Comedy when he gets the calls at home. How did you get this number? Don't call here again. Bam.
You got to do the hard side of Jerry.
I told you that to get rid of you.
Oh, my God. My favorite Jerry Lewis moment during the telethon. Chad Everett would go on. Chad Everett, that handsome dude. He was in the medical show. Remember years ago?
Yeah, Chad Everett.
Come on. Great. A good actor, fine guy. And he would help. But he was apparently allegedly. I shouldn't even talk about it. But we're family. He looked like he maybe had a tip or two, you know. And Jerry was doing his, well, we now have coming up. He's billboarding what he's going to have on the telethon. And Chad wanders aimlessly in front of the camera.
Oh.
It was, oh yeah, Joe was great. And Jerry goes like this, not now, Chad. It was like, and he put
like,
him out.
Sorry.
Poor Jerry. Jerry just tried to do, or when they did the tote, too early.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then
boy.
Ed McMahon goes, hey, now, and wait for me. Could you wait for me before you do the tote, please? Wait for me because I'm talking to people. I'm trying, who's the boss around here? Oh, I love Jerry.
But
Jerry
that's
so
the part
much.
Of the telethon I loved when he would berate the staff when they'd screw up at like 3 in the morning. You're coming in too early, band. Too early. I wasn't done yet.
By the way, billions he raised for muscular dystrophy, right? Billion with a B.
Yep.
And a sweetheart of a man. I miss Jerry terribly. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have to tell you, down in the dungeon, Al, you know, where I got all my
Dead wall?
The
dead wall. It's like a Stephen King novel.
It's the In Memoriam from the Grammys. Yes.
Except for Eric Burden. He's still living. Let's leave Eric
alone. Better move him. Because, you know, just saying.
But sometimes I go down, end of the day, exhausted. And I got, we got a million more things to do. And I said, I just got to get some rest. Let me try to get some rest. And so, and I go and I'll grab the quick bicep workout. So that'll tire me out, you know. And then I have a little room that is, we call the road room, where I have all my equipment and we prep the road shows, you know, of which nowadays with the pandemic, there are none.
Right.
So it's like, you know, so I go, but I go in, I have that picture of Jerry Lewis. As you open the door, you have to look behind the door, and there's that picture of Jerry with that face. It just makes me laugh. I'm sorry. It makes me laugh. And I look, I miss you, Jerry. I miss you. He was such a nice, sweet man.
Please don't give anyone tours of that room. Would you like to see the dead room? Oh, you're a big Grateful Dead fan? No. Dead people on the wall. Yeah.
Stop. But I'm telling you, though, doing the research, Buddy Rich, Gene Krupa, all these cats that can play, Sonny Payne, you know. I tell you, just historic guys. But again, and then researching the old man, Mr. Sinatra, what he went through, and the time of performing all around the world like that, just amazing. Hey, John Solomon's going to join us, and Joe Borelli is coming up next hour with Mark Morgan, Greg Jarrett, Nicole Sapphire, and Tommy Dreesen. And I called Tommy yesterday. You know, Tommy knows Tiger Woods personally. Has done, you know, Tommy Dreesen is a professional. He is a professional golfer. He plays with the best of them, and to this day, he'll go on the course, and he and Tiger struck up a friendship. So we're going to talk to Tommy. By the way, Tommy's book is still standing, and he tells great stories on the road with Francis Albert Sinatra. So there's a lot going on, but you know what? I don't know what's going on with this $1.9 trillion that we could talk about, the $1.9 trillion. Where's it going? Is any of that COVID relief money? Is any of it address any of that? I still cannot get the vaccine. They keep telling me it's going to get to the drugstore. They keep telling my doctor keeps saying, Joe, it's so mismanaged in New Jersey. They can't get it to the doctors. We don't know. But meantime, they're going to spend down there almost $2 trillion. Yet there's a trillion in that they have on hold. And a lot of the money is not going to COVID, at least. That's number one. Number two, they're going after Governor Cuomo. Listen, I understand that. And Janice Dean is right on the money. Governor Cuomo made mistakes. She's got to apologize. Look, I'm sorry. I did the best I could. Here's what I thought was happening. What happened? And I apologize. But any politician, humility, that's what you're looking for. But now there's a gal that came out and said she was sexually harassed by Governor Cuomo. I am suspect of that when it comes out late like this. You know, so again, listen, any sexual harassment is terrible. But where is Tara Reid? What happened? The woman that was harassed by Joe Biden. Why in the name of goodness gracious did that story not surface? I think you know the answer to that. Donald Trump, every 2 minutes, there was something against Donald Trump. Every 2 minutes. Oh, Joe, you're a Trump guy. I'm not. I'm objectively telling you, they went after Donald Trump. If he looked at a woman the wrong way, they would. If Kellyanne Conway got on the couch in the Oval Office without shoes on, in a very cute homie, like, you know, at her, like she was at, you know, just feeling comfortable when they had all those black Americans there in the Oval Office. They went after Kellyanne Conway. They made references. They went after everybody in the White House when Donald Trump was there. Now, Tara Reid, it looked like an authentic accusation against Joe Biden. It goes away. It miraculously goes away. We are under such... it's McCarthyism is what it is. It's McCarthyism. And, you know, all we ask is just fairness. When you go, if you're going to go after one person, then you know what, go after everybody like that. And then Nicole Malliotakis, she tweeted out something too that Governor Cuomo had said about sexual harassment against another individual. And he said, you got to investigate it. So what goes around comes around, and we'll see where this goes, if this goes. But I'm telling you, Andrew Cuomo is like a Teflon kind of politician. And if anything happens to him, I will be surprised. Joe Borelli knows this. He feels, what did he say, Joe, on the show? He said that he feels Governor Cuomo's going to have to step away. I mean, I don't imagine that happening, huh?
Exactly. Well, listen, Cuomo has faced so much backlash from this whole cover-up scandal. I'm going to be shocked if they even keep Cuomo after this sexual harassment allegation, because the laws of the Me Too movement would clearly state that he has to be removed. I don't know how useful he really is to the Democratic Party, and more specifically the New York Democratic Party, after two scandals like this back-to-back coming to light.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. Joe on the radio, John Solomon coming up on AM 970, The Answer. There's Debbie Duhaime checking out the roads for you on this Thursday morning. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Josephelia. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening, guys, as we travel around. Watch for slowdowns on 78 eastbound exit 24. It's an accident being cleared. Traffic is slowing down over on the New Jersey Turnpike. The truck lanes north getting up toward the area of exit 14 in Newark. And on the New Jersey Turnpike southbound Western Spur right past 15E. It's a collision on the shoulder. Over on 495 eastbound getting in toward the Lincoln Tunnel. Watch out for a disabled bus. He's over in the right lane. Once you get over to the toll, so it looks like a minor delay of 5 minutes at the Lincoln. Holland 15 in GWB, that's about a 10-minute delay getting into town. Still busy on the Bruckner West at White Plains Road with an accident. And the eastbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue, a disabled vehicle, that's in the process of clearing. Jackie Robinson westbound at Myrtle Ave, a disabled vehicle taking one lane. Checking the forecast, sunny today with a high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you hiring? You need Indeed. Indeed immediately delivers quality candidates from our resume database when you upgrade your job post. It's that simple. Receive a $75 sponsored job credit on your first post at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Dan Proft sees a bad pattern emerging.
It seems to me they're just trying to get back to full employment and say we're back to full employment, get down to a number that indicates full employment, 4% or something like this. And then and whether that's a combination of people actually returning to work or people just stop looking for work because they're on the government dole or because they've given up, doesn't really matter. We just need to get to that number.
The Dan Proft Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Federal Reserve's promise to get the economy back to full employment has returned optimism to Wall Street. Speaking to Congress, Fed Chair Jerome Powell repeated that the Fed doesn't expect to be raising interest rates for years. The news helped to push the Dow Jones Industrials to a record. Self-driving truck company TrueSimple is going public in March. It's backed by Chinese investors and U.S. freight hauling companies. TrueSimple has offices in San Diego and China. Its technology is designed to make long-haul trucking cheaper and more efficient. MasterCard recently announced plans to allow cryptocurrencies into its network, but that doesn't include Bitcoin. MasterCard executive Ann Karen says Bitcoin won't work for its plans because it's too volatile and takes too long to transact. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes since 9/11, when so many people lost their lives while saving others. This year is the foundation's 20th year of honoring and supporting our nation's greatest heroes and their families, thanks to the support of generous people like you. When a first responder or military service member does not come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our country's most severely injured patriots to live more independent lives. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11 by donating $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. Thank you for your support.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, John Solomon is joining us momentarily. I want to tell you about Mike Connors. Mike Connors at Connors and Sullivan. You can get a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself to discuss your issues and concerns about your financial legacy. If you have your nursing home bills are too much, you know what? Mike could take care of that. You need a will? Mike could take care of that. How about a trust? How about an estate plan? How about putting your affairs, as it were, in order? Right? You really want to protect your financial legacy for yourself, for your children, and for your grandchildren. That's what it's all about. You've worked so hard. And once the government gets involved, God forbid, you know, Mama Luke's get involved, I'm telling you, you got Mike Connors standing by for you at Connors and Sullivan. Mike will keep your control and give you your choice over your assets. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home, by the way. Get that free initial comprehensive telephone consultation. Do what I did. Go with Mike. I'm with Mike. And by the way, two phone calls. I'm telling you, if Mike could work for me like that, just think what he could do for you. And a shout out to my son, Joey, for getting me, hey, Dad, you got to go to Mike Connors. Two phone calls, boom, everything's in order. Locked and loaded. And I feel so much more at ease about it, you know, about the estate plan. 718-238-6500. Just like that. 718-238-6500. Call Mike for that free initial comprehensive telephone consultation. 718-238-6500. Or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Charlie Kirk at 12. Dennis Prager at 1. Weekday afternoons on AM 970. The Answer.
Yeah, baby. No, I won't back down. We ain't backing down. You can stand me up at the gates of
hell, but I won't back down. Joe Piscopo on the radio. John Solomon is award-winning investigative journalist and founder of Just the News. And he's where we go first and foremost for the news. And John is kind enough to join us this morning. Good morning, John. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm doing well, Joe. Good to be with you.
Hey, well, we always appreciate it. You're speaking the truth, man, and I saw you even covered the Bruce Springsteen situation, my friend.
You gotta cover everything.
sorry, officer. It was just a shot of tequila, man. I mean, it was like, you know, it's Jersey. They let him go. I mean, what else?
Hey, listen. Did indeed.
But getting on a national level, John, walk us through this one secret FBI informant reports that you're reporting in Just the News. There was a wide-ranging operation to spy on Donald Trump. We knew that. Why did these things go away, except for you, John? And thank you for bringing them to the airwaves. What's going on, my friend?
Well, you know, President Trump, in his final day in office, signed a declassification order that released a lot of documents. And unfortunately, getting them has been a lot harder. No one's actually put them up somewhere where you can get them, so you have to scrounge to find them. And these are the documents that the FBI, the Justice Department, the Intelligence Committee, most did not want to release. These are the ones that gave up their deep, darkest secrets. And, you know, quite frankly, I thought I'd seen everything. And when I read this document in the last 24 hours after I got my hands on it, I realized I might have been wrong about Russia, that it was way worse than even my earlier reporting and other things had shown. This was a fishing expedition that was not legally authorized. When you ultimately look at it, it didn't meet the legal standards for spying on Americans. And so what we find out is they weren't just looking at Carter Page and George Papadopoulos, people whose names we now know. Yeah. They were looking at, you know, Peter Navarro, anyone at all. This is actually what the document says. The FBI's fishing expedition was simply anyone in the Trump campaign who might have a direct or indirect relationship with Russia who could get dirt on Hillary Clinton that would be damaging to Clinton. Now, why is the FBI concerned whether dirt's going to come out about Hillary Clinton before the election? This shows the political nature of the investigation, the fishing expedition it was. It didn't have any real basis or evidence to fish. It just went fishing. And remember, all of this occurs in the final weeks of the 2016 election. So this document, more than any other one I've seen, I think really solidifies just how bad the Russia collusion investigation was.
And was Barack Obama involved in this? Did he actually sanction this spying on the Donald Trump campaign, as we suspect, John? Are you seeing that as well?
Well, we haven't found a direct connection to spying. It looks like the FBI opens it up on its own. But we do know that Barack Obama has moments where he interjects or is involved in it. For instance, a month before the document I just made public today, in July of 16, the CIA warns President Obama that Hillary Clinton might be pulling off a dirty trick, that she's trying to, quote unquote, vilify Trump by putting out a bogus story about Russia collusion. That should have been a clue to President Obama that when the FBI opened up on Russia collusion, maybe it was a bad idea. And then at the very end of his administration, when he's getting briefed on some early findings on Russia interference in the election, there's a discussion about Mike Flynn with him and Vice President Joe Biden. And even though the FBI records show there's no reason to continue investigating Flynn, there's no derogatory information in the file show, Obama says, hey, put your best people, your right people on this. And then Joe Biden, according to the notes of the FBI agents, suggests, you know, maybe you could prosecute Flynn on this obscure thing called the Logan Act. So at various moments, the president, Obama, and the current president, Joe Biden, make these little interstitial moments. But most of the stuff that we now know to be wrongdoing, problematic, seems to reside in the FBI.
You know, and you've pointed out, John Solomon, that normally an investigation of this sort is predicated on specific allegations. Where there were none with spying on the Trump campaign, what are the ramifications the FBI could face legally? Are there any?
Well, you know, that's the question. There should be legal ramifications beyond what has already been meted out, right? We have many people were fired or forced to leave the FBI. One has been indicted and convicted. Or, I'm sorry, charged and convicted. Kevin Kleinsmith for falsifying a document to the FISA court. But the vast majority of people who are involved in the decision-making, the approval process, have escaped criminal prosecution thus far. And we now, you know, we know that there's a prosecutor, John Durham, looking into it. He's been looking into it for about 20 months. Yeah. Only one criminal charge. I think people who are advocating for accountability are enormously frustrated by the results thus far of Durham's investigation. That said, I talk to lawyers and witnesses every day that tell me Durham is still fast at work. There's still a very active criminal investigation, and let's see what happens in the next month or two. But so much time has elapsed that most people who care about accountability are now forever frustrated that the people who pulled this off didn't pay a larger price.
Yeah, and going back to I talked about it earlier, John, about Hillary's emails. We never found out about that. And the Steele dossier, which you broke early on, was as everything was should. What's happening to James Comey? Anything happening to Comey? And why isn't there a major? Why? Listen, you are bringing such credibility to yourself and to Just the News, and it's where we go now. Why in the name of goodness gracious won't 60 Minutes follow any of these stories? What are they afraid of, John?
I think, remember, if you go back to that crazy time in the beginning of 2017, right after President Trump took over, so basically 4 years ago this month, the media was fanning this story left and right. They had story after story saying there is collusion. And I think the media's own culpability in spreading what turned out to be a false story for not 1 year or 2 years, but 3 years, has led the media to be less willing to go back and look and say, we got it wrong. And so they stick their head in their sand, they move on to other stories, and they try to pretend that, one, this didn't happen, and two, they weren't part of it. Every document I've seen in the FBI probe and the made public shows there was a relentless strategy inside the FBI and inside the intelligence community to leak, to keep the false story going in the court of public opinion so that they could get more authority in the court of law to keep investigating something they knew was a dead end. The complicity between the FBI and other people in the leaking of this information, I think, is one of the sad chapters of American journalism, and it's why most reporters today have just moved on. They don't want to go back and look at how they got taken for a ride back in 2017.
And they don't admit it, and they don't apologize for it. That's what's frustrating.
And they don't retract false stories.
Yeah, they don't say that. Hey, before we let you go, John, on the Governor Cuomo's sexual harassment allegations, they're going after Governor Cuomo. Will this stick? Because I'm still asking about Tara Reid. Hey, remember her, John?
I sure do. We wrote a lot about her. Yes. Unfortunately, most of the other media tried to dismiss it. I think there's the perfect storm right now where Governor Cuomo is under attack from multiple different directions. And I think, you know, in an isolated incident, the Democrats might try to rally around him or try to snuff this off. I think the combination of knowing now that he hid the number of COVID deaths from the Justice Department and the American public, combined with these behavioral issues, if they turn out to be true. He's a governor in great distress right now. And one of the problems he has is, you know, the best way to defend this is say, trust me, I didn't do this. The trust level in Andrew Cuomo was much lower because of the fact that we now know he misled the American people and the Justice Department about the number of COVID deaths in New York nursing homes. So his best defense, his credibility, is greatly wounded going into these different allegations. I think this is going to be a very difficult spring for Andrew Cuomo.
John Solomon is the man. Just the News is the organization you got to go to. John, keep the fight. God bless you for all you're doing. You really are a warrior out there, and we appreciate your honesty and being so upfront, John. God bless you. Love to your family, John. Can't wait to see you in person one of these days, John. I'll see you soon, my friend.
Someday soon.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, really appreciate it.
Well done, sir. John Solomon, he's an award-winning investigative journalist, founder of Just the News. You see where we got to go. We got to find these pockets, and then John's leading the way in what's really happening in the news. And then you and I shake our head. That's why when I tell you and you watch the mainstream media and you watch the news shows, the network newscasts, and then you're yelling at the TV like me. You go, no, that's not right. You're covering that up. You're editing that. You're not wrong. You are right. Thank God John Solomon speaks the truth. Joe on the radio, 735 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Big Al has the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 736. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A home health aide is being accused of stealing close to $90,000 from a blind woman in Queens she had been hired to care for. Prosecutors say 61-year-old Sita Saunders stole the money over an 11-month period beginning in March of 2019. They say she had the woman sign weekly paychecks for $3,000 when she had only been promised $1,000 a week. Saunders is also accused of withdrawing thousands from the victim's bank account. Police caught on to the scam after the victim's son noticed she had a large amount of money missing from her account. New Jersey is launching two new grant programs aimed at protecting the state's colleges and universities amid the pandemic. One such program aims to fund areas that impact what Governor Murphy refers to as degree completion. This includes things like exposing students to college life at an earlier age and making school more affordable. The second program will put $1 million towards eliminating hunger and food insecurity on campus, something Murphy identifies as a big problem both within New Jersey and nationwide. In sports, it was the Flyers over the Rangers 4-3. Seton Hall lost to Butler 61-52. The Pirates fell to 13-10. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Expect delays on the Bruckner West at White Plains Road with an accident there just cleared away. Traffic slowing down for you on the eastbound side of the Gowanus getting up past Fort Hamilton Parkway. An earlier problem there cleared. Problems on the island on the LIE eastbound right into that merge with the northern state. Watch for a collision there as well. 25A at Mount Sinai, a debris spill being worked on. And over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the western spur south getting down past 15E. It's a collision in the process of being cleared, and expect some delays on the Garden State Parkway North at 137. Looks like an accident is off on the shoulder. That's what's causing the delay over there. Heading to the Sawmill southbound, getting down through the area of Grant Street in Pleasantville. That's some ongoing construction as well. And the Sawmill reopened at Rumsey Road in Yonkers after that overnight fatal accident there. Sunny today, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Hello, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. That's why they used to talk in the 1950s when I was a kid. Hello, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. Hey, how are you? You doing okay this morning? It is 7:38. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. So the best thing I ever did for my house, I always look at my schedule, see how we're doing on time. I could tell, I could lay into this a little bit on RhinoShield because I love telling you things that are good. You got to get RhinoShield, okay? No more messing around. I'm going to give you the number for Susan. She is such a great gal, smart, independent. You know, I like Debbie Duhame. She's an independent woman, you know, on her own, working, not only doing traffic, she goes and she has a beauty business with her dad. And then Susan's the same way. She's the only woman representative for RhinoShield throughout the whole country. And she's an independent woman business, woman-owned business, and does great. Came out to the house, rhino shielded the house, boom, I don't have to paint it again. I am in my glory. How many times do you hear me whining like a little baby about, I got no help. I got no help at my house. It is. It is. I'm a bachelor. I'm a single, hardworking dad. I got nothing. When Susan comes out and goes, look, I'll paint the house. It's not paint. It's rhino shield. I'll rhino shield the house. It's a ceramic coating that seals your home, and it's guaranteed for 25 years. I go, boom, Susan, you are so on. And it's been great. And I love when people do their job. And Susan does it better than anybody. Rhino Shield sticks to wood, to brick, to stucco, to aluminum, to vinyl or block. Rhino Shield comes in any color you want, has insulating, soundproof qualities, guaranteed never to crack, to chip, to peel, or to mold. I wish I could get that for my face, you know, as I age. That's what I want. I told Susan, I said, could you go a Rhino Shield cosmetic makeover? That's what I need. No cracking, no chipping, no peeling, and good for 25 years? Ooh, I'd sign up for that. But right now, it's good for your house, all right? The ceramic, it's ceramic coating. One person will come out to the house. They are so professional at Rhino Shield. I keep telling you about the workers came out. You don't even know they're there. It's like a military operation. Really, you got to give Susan a lot of credit. And she's standing by for you, by the way. And not only for your home. How about your business? You don't want the mold on the side of your business. You want it to look great. Get it Rhino Shielded, please. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
There's 1 week left in the regular season, and the Orange visit Atlanta to meet red-hot Georgia Tech Saturday. It's a noon tip-off with Orange pregame at 11:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Ever wonder what happens behind all those closed doors in Washington and New York City that affect your life? Well, we did too. So we went out and looked for the all-knowing Cat, John Catsimatidis, the living legend, business billionaire, and politician, to tell us what's real and what's fake. Tune in Wednesday for the Catman. Catch him if you can on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. I'm headed back to Israel in October 2021 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Come home inspired, renewed, and empowered by the experience. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2021 by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, we want you to go to MyPillow.com. You know why? You're going to get these incredible Giza Dream Sheets, these Giza Dream Sheets. And check out everything at MyPillow.com. 60-day money-back guarantee, all right? A 10-year warranty. Mike Lindell's been a friend of the show for a long time. And, you know, he's been loyal to us. We want to be loyal to him. Would you please go to MyPillow.com and check out these great, great deals from Mike Lindell? Particularly the Giza Dream Sheets. They come in a variety of sizes and colors, and Mike is making a special offer. Buy one, get one free. Boom. Just like that. You want to support Mike Lindell? You go to MyPillow.com, please. Use the promo code JOEP. You can call 800-651-0798. You will love these sheets. And by the way, check out the mattress topper. Check out the pillows. Check out the towels. Everything on MyPillow is great. And it's so, the pricing on it is spectacular. And it's made in America. Plus, Mike is giving you a 60-day money-back guarantee and buy one, get one free with the Giza Dream Sheets. You have nothing to lose and a 10-year warranty. Are you kidding me? 800-651-0798. MyPillow has been with us for years. I'll tell you, the product is great, and it's cost effective, and you always get these great deals. Now, buy one, get one free with the Giza Dream Sheets. Please go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Joe P, all right? I think you're going to like what you see. 800-651-0798. Mike Lindell's Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one, get one free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Use the promo code, please, Joe P.
Ben Shapiro, coming up at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning on AM 970 The Answer. Great to have you with us on AM970TheAnswer.com around the world and around the country. Guys, you let me know if the calls come in. I don't have a screener, as it were, and you'll let me know when that happens. I appreciate that very much. Joe Borelli is going to join us next hour. Mark Morgan is senior fellow for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, but former acting commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. What's going on? Now they put children in these shelters. That's what Joe Biden's doing. Same exact shelters as Donald Trump used when he did the same thing, and when Barack Obama did the same thing. And remember AOC going down there going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, the head in the hand, oh, look what they're doing, like that, right? They're going in. So it's like the same exact thing, and now no one's saying anything about it. That's what I'm talking to John Solomon about. Why can't the press at least be honest? Why can't the press say, I did not hear one person on any of the news networks say, you know what, we were wrong about that Russia hoax. We were wrong about the Steele dossier. We were wrong about it, you know, and we do. The left gets away with more, and that we went after Donald Trump in the wrong. They will not admit they're wrong. Yet they go after Donald Trump and saying the exact same thing. It's transference. Now what's happening down at the border is exactly what happened in Donald Trump's administration, and they're just attacked. They attacked him, but they're leaving Joe Biden alone. Give me a break. Greg Jarrett's going to join us. Dr. Nicole Sapphire has a new book, and it is called Panic Attack. Boy, is that appropriate, huh? And then Tommy Dreesen's going to join us. He knows, I've spent time with and played golf with Tiger Woods, and he's going to give us a breakdown on how Tiger's doing. Thank God. That accident, he could have lost his life. I'm telling you, thank God. Anything new on that, Al, that we know about the Tiger Woods story?
No, they are not going to ticket Tiger Woods. Again, I think it was a high rate of speed on a hill that has been known for accidents. So I think he just lost control of the vehicle because apparently, according to reports, he was late to getting to this event. I guess he was shooting a commercial or something, and maybe he was running late. Yes. He was driving himself. And, this embankment that he was going down is an area where there's a lot of accidents, so yeah. It's not a surprise.
And there was a director on the television show Grownish who was driving along that road, and Tiger Woods nearly hit him, and he went back and told his crew, you know, I almost got run over by Tiger Woods, only to find out later that happened with Tiger. With
yeah, so well, again, they're not going to ticket him. They, you know, obviously he's out of surgeries. Listen, he's got a decent amount of rehab to go through with this leg, and he was already dealing with the back problem, so I think the likelihood of him returning to the golf course in a competitive fashion is probably, slim to none. But, you know, listen, the more important thing is he's alive, he's got some rehab to go through, and, you know, he'll get through it.
Can I give my dog a shout-out? Can we do that?
Sure.
It's your show,
Otis.
So, well, all night long as I, if I have to get up. Well, he was kind of all night long. You were up, we're up. And he come by my side at the bed, and he's such a good boy, my boy. You know, and I'm going like, and I go like this. I swear to goodness gracious, this is what I've trained him to go. I go, shh. I do the shh. Like, oh, I do it to agents, and I do it to my dog, you know. Shh,
now, does he get offended?
Agents do it to me. So don't you know, I got up with Otis, and then I said, okay, you got to go out. And he had to go out all night long, and he held it all night long because I did the – listen to that. I couldn't do that. I mean, this song, I was so impressed. Oh,
don't get me started. I mean, come on. You it was know, that easy?
Is that what your wife should do?
No, if it was that easy to shush and not go to the bathroom, honey, urologist would be out of business.
I'll hold it all night, Mom. I'll hold it all night, honey. Is that
what it was? I'm just saying, urologists would be out of business. What do I do, Doc? Just say shh, and then you'll be fine. That's it. Shush it. Shush it back to sleep.
Honey, I have to don't even think about
don't
it.
Don't even think about
don't
it.
Don't even. Yeah. Shh, shh,
exactly.
Like that.
Nice.
So how about that dog? Is that a great dog?
That's great.
I'm going to marry Otis, I think.
Well, you and Felix, you and Otis are like Felix and Oscar, the odd couple. Yeah. Really.
Aren't you married to Otis already? I mean, he sleeps with you in the bed. You got to feed him. You got to
I don't put him in the bed, though. I don't allow him on the furniture. It's his interest.
Okay.
That's another thing. And he adheres to that. I tell you, it's a good dog.
Yeah, right? But we're going to find out in the Otis tell-all book that he did not like
yes.
shushing. He was not a fan of that.
The dog will come out, you know? I hated my owner. I hated him. He done mean bum shushing me like
Otis,
that.
The Piscopo years.
I got breadcrumbs. I got bread.
Brings him this autistic age. She had all the cabinets neat.
Imagine.
The life of a Piscopo.
She went off to the woods, never to be heard from again.
Yeah. I had Rain Woman. Rain Woman came to my house. That was my luck.
You didn't introduce her to me.
No. The best was trust me. Please, the first day that she pulled up and Joe described the car that she was driving from like 1982, a Volvo or whatever.
85 orange Volvo. 85 orange Volvo. Yeah, yeah.
And like,
it's a
classic. Take the kids to school. And Joe's like, okay.
I don't know. That's why I always tell you when we talk about Tanya Helfand helping.
Background checks.
Divorce.
Very important.
Now, well, you know what? Yeah, what I went through, Al, I think about it. I know we got a break. What I went through, I don't even want to think about it. My goodness gracious. Right. What we went, you will, and if I went through it, you can go through it. It's just what Jersey puts you through when you go through a divorce or something, and it's all on your back, you know? So you hire people you think will help you, and this gal was like Rain Woman. Mm-hmm. Then she just went away.
She disappeared.
You know? And I used to walk in the house. And I couldn't see her anywhere. And then she would like pop up from behind the counter, you know? Yeah, yeah.
She was
that
Kathy
is
Bates.
Scary. That's
she was Kathy
scary.
Bates.
Yeah, it was scary.
In Misery.
Yeah.
She was
yeah.
Kathy
but
Bates.
That's David.
It was Misery. Yeah.
David
Misery.
Letterman went through that, though, with this stalker. Yeah. I mean, you laugh about
that's
it.
True.
But it's
true.
Well, it's frightening.
Please. Mm-hmm. Please. She may come out of the woods one day. But yeah. The revolver went away. She went away. Yeah. And I hope. Yeah. I wish her all the best.
Yeah.
Never heard from her again. Mm-hmm. That was it. Hey, Debbie, only me. Deb, only me.
It sounds like a movie. It sounds like a movie.
It is. Rain
Woman. You know, I saw this funny TikTok video last night. It was a guy with his dog, and the dog was jumping on him. And it was playing Just the Two of Us. Remember that song? And it was all these videos
that's
of him.
Great. I love it.
It made me think of you and Otis.
That's it. I'm done with relationships. It's me and my dog. That's it. I'm done. Oh, please.
No, I don't think you're done. I don't think so.
I don't know, Deb. I think I hit the wall. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Maybe
we'll
just
see.
Taking a break. Taking a break. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 751. Debbie's on the roads out there till Brianna shows up again.
Exactly.
Debbie, right?
That's just what I was thinking. It's amazing.
She was the only gal that helped. That's why I keep referring to her. She was great. And then, of course, she went on to better things. And they always move on. Never stick
around.
And she
was also drop-dead gorgeous. So, you know,
now,
you
see?
You didn't notice, right?
See, I had no
beautiful
idea.
Young lady.
I had never even crossed my mind. I never thought about it.
Of course not.
No, I love you, Debbie. Debbie's out there. Talk about drop-dead gorgeous. There's Debbie Duhaime on the roads checking out traffic for you. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. We have this issue that we just cleared away here in Yonkers, but boy, it was a terrible accident overnight. It was a double fatality here on the sawmill at Rumsey Road in Yonkers. Everything reopened. That investigation lasted for hours and hours. Everything reopened here on the sawmill in Yonkers. Let's go out to the New Jersey Turnpike, the Western Spur, southbound, getting down past 15E. They're just cleaning up a crash. 280 heading westbound at exit 15 in Newark, an accident out by the Stickle Drawbridge. It's a little bit busy for you on 22 eastbound, getting into Reddington with a crash reported. Garden State Parkway North at 137, an accident just cleared. Traffic slowing down westbound Bruckner, getting down toward the Hunts Point Drawbridge. Busy on the Jackie Robinson westbound, right at Myrtle Ave, with an accident there as well. And slowdowns on the LIE eastbound at the Northern State, accident on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, host of Bagels and Broadway, Sunday at 2. On this week's show, TV star Jill Eikenberry joins me and talks about a new theater company that is completely virtual and a play she'll be starring in. Comedian Kevin Hubschman talks about how he's bringing comedy into homes and offices. And to Boston we go for a place on the harbor getting raves. Boardwalk Pizza with owner Donato Frateroli. That's all on Bagels and Broadway, this Sunday at 2.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Mike Gallagher thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour again. In 2021, this tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of the country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual places on earth. More than a vacation, this is a bucket list trip. I personally want to invite you to join us. Register now, worry-free, no cancellation fees, and full refunds up until May 8th. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or go to standwithisraeltour.com, standwithisraeltour.com.
Oh, you got to go to Israel with Mike Gallagher. Are you kidding me? That is a trip. Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Relief Factor for 1995. That is it. We want to see if we can get you out of pain. I think we can. 100% pain-free. This is what we tell you about these folks that, like William from California. These are real cases. These are real people that email and they call up Pete and Seth Talbot and they tell them, look, I'm 100% pain-free. And because the whole year, this guy's been pain-free because he started Relief Factor. You will feel the same way. And if you get the 3-week quick start, you know what? And it's only $19.95. We could see if we can get you out of pain. That's all we're asking. That's all I'm asking is that you go to relieffactor.com, is that you call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, or relieffactor.com. Check out the 3-week quick start. Discounted still to $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. I'm telling you, for me it worked. Worked in 5 days. Boom, I've been pain-free ever since. Doing my push-ups. I'm bounding up and down the stairs. I'm walking around. I'm shoveling snow. Yes, we didn't even talk about me shoveling. You know, because the guy's plowing. I felt guilty. The guy is plowing. And then I was sitting watching him plow. I said, well, let me work a little bit. So I shoveled the snow. No pain. No pain. And I believe, thanks to Relief Factor. Will you check it out, please? 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. The 3-week quick start is only still $19.95. Get it while it's at $19.95. 800-500-8384. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how we doing weather-wise? It's warming up, Joey.
Yes, we are. It is going to be a nice day today. Sunshine, not as warm as yesterday, but it's still going to be very nice. Temperatures in the mid-40s, mid to upper 40s at that. Mid-40s tomorrow. Looks like we get a little rain at times this weekend, but it's rain, not snow.
I'm loving that, Joe. Be careful out there on the bike. Still some ice patches around, Joey. I worry about you, pal.
I'm good. I got my 52 in yesterday.
Oh, you did, really? 52 miles?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Joey, you are the man. The marathon man, meteorologist. Well done, Joseph. Well done. Hey, Mark Morgan's going to join us next hour. We're going to talk about the border. We're going to talk about these kids in cages. Councilman Joe Borelli about Governor Cuomo. Greg Jarrett on the show. Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Tommy Treason with Piscopo in the morning. Coming right back.